Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The first couple of weeks of Donald Trump's presidency has been a whirlwind with a flurry of executive orders coming out of the White House and some national disasters dominating the headlines. For more on this, we're joined live in the we got to take this out. We're joined live right here in the studio by former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Let's start with that news conference. I'm sure you gentlemen heard about it yesterday after the midair collision where DEI was apparently to blame for what happened. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, I just think that we have a president who makes up whatever he wishes to say, whenever he wishes to say it, and you are bound to pay no attention.
It's kind of interesting. His first couple of weeks, it's like last night the mayor and everybody gathered for the Chinese New Year celebration, and at the highlight of that, they set off about, 500 firecrackers?
No. We tried for 100,000, Phil.
Okay. Well, the point being, that's like Trump's first couple of weeks. A whole string of firecrackers that went off, made a lot of noise, and at the end, just left a lot of smoke and nothing. Because most of the executive orders have either been countermanded. You like that line, huh?
Smoking. But I'll tell you what, the grant freezing at the beginning of the week, that freaked a lot of people out. And it took a judge to come in and say, no. We can't do that. We're going to hold off on that. But a lot of people got worried about that. This could impact a lot of people's livelihoods, lives.
He's actually carrying on and making good on everything he said he intends to do, period. And he's doing it in a far more sophisticated manner than the first time he tried to be the president. He now thinks he knows exactly how. And believe me, he's demonstrating it. And his people he's selected that are being interviewed by the U.S. Senate is finding it unusual.
Yeah, but I don't know how much of this, if we look at his past, where he is one of those, not like some people in the room, who if they say they've done it, all of a sudden they did it, you know? In other words, all these executive orders, they go nowhere or they get pulled back, but he sits around and says and acts like he's done it.
And that is his demonstrative ability to mislead everybody. The one thing he did do, though, is he gave everybody, every relative, every friend who needed it, a pass on whatever they've previously done. I submitted my name.
I was struck by, back to that news conference yesterday, if you read between the lines, what he basically was saying is that only the people I think should be in there are smart enough to do it. You need geniuses in that position. And because of DEI, we didn't have geniuses in that position. You offended by that?
Well, he's doing an interesting selection process. It's loyalty to him, not loyalty to the country that he is requiring. And he is extracting that in a dramatic way where they're asking and answering questions to the Senate. And he's telling every senator, you vote a different way and I'll come at you.
But that's right. They're going to get primaried.
The point there, I think, was also when we listened to that press conference yesterday and he was talking about diversity was at the root of this. Is he basically saying, hey, if we didn't have blacks and women and Hispanics in there, this wouldn't have happened because they're not up to the job?
That's what he is saying. That's what he said when he was campaigning. And believe me, apparently some of them didn't hear him because it looks like some of them voted for him.
That's the truth. Can't argue with that. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That's former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.